Shuaib Kasu, Director in the Department of International Relations and Cooperation for the Government of South Africa. Shuaib, what will South African aid look like?
I think it's a very interesting question. The overall strategy for the development agency, which is one that is emerging still, has not been approved. So note there might be some changes, is one in which we want to ensure that the work we do fits in with the priorities either of partner countries or our regional organizations like the AU and SADC. So clearly the first element of that aid is, or development cooperation, let's put it that way, is around co-crafting the areas in which we get involved in with our partners. Secondly, we're looking to improve on the delivery mechanisms of our development cooperation, ensuring that there's proper coherence in our approach, ensuring that it is aligned to the country systems, looking at having proper methodologies for program development, project management, and those kind of things. So we want to sharpen the delivery mechanism. The third element is then to broaden the instruments that we use. And perhaps here we can have some discussion about this. Traditionally, on the African Renaissance Fund, it's been purely grant fund in one type. Applicants make, we have an application for grant funding, and we either approve it or not approve it. And many of our partner departments have been doing some kind of technical or other cooperation, but often this has not been coordinated. So under SATPA, our attempts now are to broaden these instruments. Firstly, to create many different types of partnerships, bilateral, multilateral partnerships, trilateral, which is usually a country of the north, a developed country with high levels of income, together with an emerging economy like South Africa, with somebody doing a project in a country that has a lower economic income. But we're also looking to build what we call multi-partner partnerships, in which we can have several partners working together on a project, and these partners need not all be from government departments or agencies. They could be from the private sector, they could be from NGOs, they could be from civil society, they could be development banks, they could be many different types of partnerships. And I think the idea is that based on what the needs are of a particular country or a project or a program, we need to find the right mix, policy mix, of how we approach that solution and the kind of instruments we need and the kind of partners we need to deliver that project. So that's the one part on the instruments. The second one is that we're going to widen the kind of instruments that we use. Instead of just grants, we're looking to look at micro grant funding, which we will hopefully use through our embassies and helping them build capacity as well. There's a wide range of technical cooperation that we're going to approve. And then in partnerships with commercial interests, we would use our funding as grant elements to loans or joint ventures or PPPs. We think that we can enhance what they do, and especially in areas where there are risk or where feasibility has not been proven or those kind of things. So we've broadened those kind of instruments. The third element here is that the types of support could range from budgetary support to program, project, sectors, or even pooled funding or basket funding, as they call it. So we've created a great deal of flexibility around it. So the framework we are developing is one that creates flexibility for different types of modalities for aid, but in which we now embedding very clearly practices for good governance, quality assurance, monitoring, evaluation, etc. So that's the overall approach.
Okay, and today's conference is looking at development cooperation in tomorrow's world. Old puzzles, new pieces. I'm sure South Africa is a new piece in this circumstance, rather than an old puzzle. What has been the most interesting thing that's been talked about today for you? What's given you the most food for thought?
I think I've attended several conferences like this, and usually we're trying to find, or we're arguing about, or discussing what is different between South-South and North-South cooperation. And oftentimes we're trying to understand what is South-South cooperation, what does it bring to the table, and what are the advantages, and how can the traditional donors learn from this? And that's basically been the approach. But the interesting thing in today's discussion, very early on, was people saying, but hold on, these are not mutually exclusive processes. These are not mutually exclusive methods. Yes, there are differences, but there are also many, many similarities. And I think one of the things that, one of the responses I got to the presentation I made was that, well, it's almost as though South Africa's approach has all the principles of the traditional donors. And I said, yes, which is true, because our own legislation demands that we have issues of accountability and transparency and good M&E, etc. We don't dispute that. Where we have some differences, perhaps, is that we're not going to prescribe as South African that we are going to get involved in this sector or that sector. We're going to look at what are the needs and base our cooperation on whether or not we can make a contribution to that, and if so, exactly what that contribution can be. So I've seen a more convergence on what is the same or what are similarities between what we do, rather than emphasizing the differences. And I've seen that as an interesting part. I think traditional donors would also begin to see, if they are needs driven, that there is a need in particular in Africa for trade and foreign direct investment and for transfer of technology and for capacity building, rather than just grant aid on in particular small projects. And I think if we can get that message across, that Africans themselves have set certain priorities, have identified areas in which they need aid. The African Development Platform has identified very specific areas as well. So I think, for me, this has been the interesting discussion around this, and there seems to be some kind of convergence in thinking. And we hope that as South Africa we're playing a role, or we can play a role, in creating this kind of convergence, that the two approach is not mutually exclusive, you know.
And I know that it's early days, and looking into tomorrow's world, maybe in 5, 10, 15 years' time, do you have an idea of what the role is you'd like to see South Africa's development partnership playing?
I think it's a very difficult question to answer. You know, any number of things can happen between today and tomorrow that can change this entire landscape. But I think if things are as they are, we'd like to be seen as an agency that is innovating around development cooperation to create new ways of doing things that meet the needs of our partner countries. And we would like to be, well, in some ways we want to have a smaller agency in 15 years' time, because it means that the needs have been addressed. So we're hoping that in 15 or 20 years' time, there'll be less need for aid, there's more cooperation in many ways where there's mutual benefit. I would like to see in 15 years' time that South Africa has played a meaningful role in bringing about conditions where there's less dependency amongst African countries and other countries, developing countries, on aid and from outside, and they're actually self-sufficient. So that's what we would like to see.
Shoaib Kassou, thank you very much.